I'm not sure it could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Turn the music down. I'm back. Okay. Sorry about that, folks. A little technical glitch there. But anyway, just before the top of the hour break, I was reporting a little bit on Leo Wanta, and I was saying that, you know, this guy, you follow the money. And in this situation, it's not about the money, because Leo Wanta's not out on the talk show circuit. He hasn't written any books. He's not out, you know, trying to make money off of a particular story. What he's doing is he is trying to expose players in a game through the legal system. He's using the court as a remedy. And as I've said before, I've been down the rabbit hole on this. I have investigated, and I have affirmed that the court documents that have been filed, i.e. a writ of mandamus, service of papers on Henry Paulson, and I think his last name is Kemet, and a number of other people, these are for real, folks. They're not a farce. But at any rate, I said that to say this. As I was going through and I was reviewing the documentation that I have regarding Leo Wanta, I ran across a couple of memos that Leo Wanta had sent to Vice President Dick Cheney. And in both of these memos, they allude to the family and the family wanting their boxes. Now, for somebody reading this memo and looking at that, they probably wouldn't know what that meant. But as I read through these memos, and I read them several times, there was an anomaly that came up that I thought was fascinating, because in this one I'm looking at here, now I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it says, approximately 2 months ago, Madam Teleki was in Manila, Philippines, staying at the Midtown Hotel in Metro Manila. And by the way, folks, I've been to the Philippines 6 times. When I ran across that, and I've stayed at that hotel. When I ran across that, I said, wait a minute here. Because in both of these memos, they allude to these Philippine boxes. And again, for the average American, they wouldn't have a clue as to what that is. And I would venture to make a bet, other than government officials, I'll bet that there is not 20 citizens in the entire United States of America that is familiar with what these, quote, boxes are. But I am. And I'll tell you why I am. Because back in the mid-90s, I made several trips over to the Philippines. And due to the circulation with particular people that were there and information that I was gathering on a particular thing that I was working on, I don't want to call it luck into, because basically I got ripped off, but I happened to run across these particular transactions that were taking place regarding these boxes. So I went back into my files, my Philippine files, of all the notes I had made when I was over there and what transactions were going on at that time. We'll be back after the break, and I'll tell you a little bit more about this. This gets pretty interesting, so stick with me. We'll be back in 3. And this is a lot of the reason why I know Leo Wanta's for real. Stick with me. Be right back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
We're back. Michael Mazzocchi, the American Awakening, coming to you live from sunny Phoenix, Arizona. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. You can call me about anything you want. It's open lines today. Talking about this Leo Wanta thing for a moment, as I mentioned before the break, now, there's a couple of memos that Leo Wanta had sent to Vice President Dick Cheney regarding these specific boxes. And what he was alluding to was boxes that were held by families over in the Philippines. And they were using these boxes to do international trades with, which, by the way, is illegal in this country, but it does happen in other places in the world, folks, and I can attest to that because I've been involved in them. So with that being said, I have, you know, every once in a while I get an email of a skeptic that says, well, I don't believe this, we Leo Wanta story or whatever, and I go back to square one, and that is that this whole debacle, this is not about money. This is about principle. This is about a job that was being done by a gentleman in the Reagan administration, and he was set up and put in prison. So he's out and he's trying to recover. He wants retribution. He wants justice to be served, and he's trying to recover what rightfully belongs to the American people. Now, getting back to these boxes for a minute, okay? He alludes in these memos to these boxes to Vice President Dick Cheney, who is aware of the boxes. And what I'm going to do this weekend, and this weekend only, folks, just to show you that this guy isn't in dreamland, this is not a farce, this is not a hoax. Not only have I been into the Far East Bank in Manila and personally seen some of those boxes in questions, but I've got pictures of them, and I've got pictures of their contents. So what I'm going to do this weekend only is I'm going to post right bold face on the front of my website, one of the boxes, and you can look at it for yourself. Okay, and hopefully That will alleviate any question as to whether Leo Wanta is real or not. Now, I would also invite you, you can simply go into Google and type in Wanta Cheney memo. And you can pull these memos up for yourself, and you can read them. And you can see where they allude to these boxes. You can see the contents of these boxes. You can see what these boxes were being used for. And I will say that this is true because I've been a part of it. I've been there. I've seen them. I've been involved in a trade. By the way, I got ripped off, folks, and I got ripped off pretty badly. But that isn't to say that these boxes don't exist, because they do. Now, the people that I happened to be dealing with weren't of very good character, obviously, but that doesn't disregard the fact that these boxes are real. So anybody that wants to go into my website at www.theamericanawakening.org, over the weekend, look right on the front page, and I have my webmaster right now putting a picture of one of those boxes, right boldface, on the front of my website. And then you can go in and Google in the Cheney Wanta memos, and you can read them for yourself as to how they allude to the boxes and what those boxes look like. And that's enough of that. I'm off of that subject now, and I'm going to shift gears. I think I'm going to shift gears. And we're going to get into some of this economic situation, some of the stuff that I pulled off this morning. I wanted to read to you because, again, I want to reiterate, you know, I said before at the beginning of the show, and I'm going to say it again, I'm going to say it every day to drum it into your heads. If you have an annuity, if you have cash value in your life insurance, if you have equity in your house and you want to refinance your house to get the money out to convert it into gold, now is the time to do it. If you cannot afford to buy gold, then at least buy some silver. And you can call Robbie Noel at 800-691-7898. Tell him I told you to call, okay? Tell him you're one of my listeners. Call them up, and you know, if all you can afford to do is buy silver, folks. If you have any doubt about what I'm saying, go into Kitco, look at market quotes, and look at what the market is doing for yourself. Look at the price of oil going up. Look at the dollar tanking. If you're holding on to a piece of paper, the devaluation that's going on right in front of our noses is going to eventually cause that piece of paper to become, if not totally worthless, relatively worthless. So with that, and also I want to mention again, if you have credit card debt, don't forget, John Stadtmiller's got a show on now right before mine's called Cash Flow, and in that show they tell you how to get out of debt with your credit cards, and now's the time to do it. And also they tell you how this whole, they educate you on how this whole thing came to be. So with that, let me go into some of this economic news. Now, for the first time, and I believe it's, what, 26 years, the Canadian dollar breaks above parity versus the United States dollar. Now, last time I went to Canada, and it's been a while, I can't remember the last time I went up there, but I think it's about, what, 8-9 years ago, I could buy a dollar in Canada for about 80 cents. And that was, I think it was about 10 years ago. Okay, well, now the Canadian dollar is at like 0.004% higher than the United States dollar. In other words, it's basically one for one. A little bit, the Canadian dollar is worth a little bit more than one for one. In May of 2004, it cost just 72 cents to buy a Canadian dollar. So what does that tell you? Just in a matter of 3 years. So what does that tell you? It tells you that they've been printing the U.S. dollar like there's no tomorrow. Here's an article out of A&P. Now, listen, here's a good one. This is just a quick snippet, but I wanted to share this with you. Out of Associated Press, Congress asked to lift the debt ceiling. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson, who, by the way, is one of the people that Leo Wanta served, under this writ of mandamus, Secretary Treasury Henry Paulson told Congress on Wednesday that the federal government will hit the current debt ceiling by October 1st, and he urged quick action to increase the limit, saying it was essential, now get this, it was essential to protect the, quote, full faith and credit. Full faith and credit. How many of you people out there have a lot of faith in the American dollar right now? Full faith and credit, unquote, of the country, especially at a time of financial market turmoil. Yes, that's what we need to do. We need to raise the debt ceiling. We need to print some more money. We need to inject some more of it into the stock market. We need to cure our inflation ills with more inflation. I don't know how many of you saw that clip with Ron Paul just grilling Ben Bernanke the other day. More inflation isn't going to solve the problem, folks. Going back to a gold standard and getting rid of the Federal Reserve, that might do it, okay, but not more inflation. Okay, the current debt limit is $8.965 trillion, and unless Congress votes to raise that ceiling, the country would be unable to borrow more money. And my, you know, my question comes up, who are we going to borrow it from anymore? I mean, you know, China and Russia and Venezuela and Iran, I mean, they're all dumping the dollar. Unless we got another sucker out there, so maybe we got somebody from Mars that wants to buy some. I don't know. Let's see. Would be unable to borrow more money to keep the government operating and to pay debt obligations coming due. The United States has never defaulted on a debt payment, but the decision on whether to raise the debt ceiling often sparks a prolonged political battle in Congress. In this letter to congressional leaders, Paulson said that according to data now available, the Treasury expects to hit the current debt ceiling on October 1st. The first day of the new federal budget year. However, that projection does not take into account maneuvers the government often has to employ of withdrawing investments from certain trust funds to create room for extra borrowing until Congress finally approves the debt increase. So withdrawing investments from certain trust funds. Gee, I wonder if that happens to be government employee pension plans. I see. Well, and then that also takes me to another little snippet here. I ran across an article. Get off topic for a second. Actually, it's on topic, but it's a different article. American Home Mortgage, we remember them, okay, because they filed bankruptcy. They're attempting to seize as much as $27 million that former employees set aside from paychecks for retirement, according to an attorney representing them. Isn't that funny? So this is how they do it, see? If they can't meet their debt obligations, they simply borrow it out of our pension funds. The question is, can they pay it back this time? The full faith and credit of the United States, to which we all remain committed, is a national asset and a cornerstone of the global financial system, Paulson said in his letter. In light of current developments in financial markets, which would be exacerbated by uncertainty in the Treasury's market, I urge the Senate to pass the legislation reported by the Finance Committee to increase the debt limit as soon as possible, blah, 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 de blah. How many times have we heard that? The Senate Finance Committee earlier this month approved increasing the limit on the national debt to $9.82 trillion. That boost of $850 billion would be the fifth increase in the government's borrowing limit since President Bush took office in 2001. But wait a minute, Bush is a conservative. The national debt is the total accumulation of annual budget deficits, which must be financed with borrowed money. Democrats claim Bush's tax cuts and the war in Iraq for pushing the debt to record levels. Republicans defend the tax cuts, saying the deficit is now on a downward trajectory, in part because of the economic stimulus provided by the tax cuts. Who are these people? The House approved an increase in the debt limit in May when it adopted the annual congressional budget resolution, but the full Senate has yet to act to raise the limit. So there you go. All right. They're pushing for an increase in the annual budget deficit. Meanwhile, they're injecting billions and tens of billions of dollars into the stock market to prop it up and make it look good so all the dumbed-down, mind-numb Americans that are watching Sean Hannity and these investment markets on Fox News will continue to keep their money in until they pull the rug out from under them. Here's another one. Dollar plunges on fear that the Saudis might drop the peg. Yes, the Saudis are bailing too. And the euro breaks above $1.40 for the first time. And then they also say parity for the Canadian dollar, which I just reported a minute ago. You see, doesn't that make you want to just pick up the telephone and call Robbie Noel? 800-691-7898. I wish I had some money right now, folks. I'd be on the phone with Robbie right this minute. And if you've got credit card debt, remember to listen to John's show before mine. Both of these things tie in directly. Okay. This is out of San Francisco Market Watch. The dollar fell sharply across the board Thursday, hitting a new all-time low against the euro and falling to parity with its Canadian counterpart, pressured by lower U.S. interest rates and a report that Saudi Arabia might end its dollar peg. So we got Saudi Arabia, China, Russia, Venezuela, Iran, and throw in a few other countries there. So it's no longer, the United States dollar is no longer going to be the reserve currency. They're flipping it over to the euro. Where does that leave us? It leaves us holding American dollars that are going to be worthless, and it'll take a wheelbarrow of it to buy a cup of coffee. So buy some gold, folks. You know what's funny is I don't even sell gold, and I'm telling you to buy gold. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Be back with more.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you from sunny Phoenix, Arizona. Let me continue with this. I mentioned to you, it says the Canadian dollar rose slightly above one-to-one parity with the U.S. dollar in early trading, marking the first time this has happened since November of 1976. The dollar was last trading at 1.0013 after moving as low as 0.9996, down from 1.0155 on Wednesday. The euro broke through the $1.40 level into uncharted territory for the first time just 2 days after the Federal Reserve made an aggressive cut of half a percentage point to its benchmark interest rate target. The U.S. dollar is clearly being sacrificed by the Federal Reserve in a last-ditch effort to save the mortgage bankers. And for any of you who happen to catch it, in the congressional hearings when Ron Paul was grilling Ben Bernanke on the moral issue regarding what they're doing with the dollar, tanking it by design, Ben Bernanke had the audacity to lie right in his face and tell him that it was their job to make sure that they controlled inflation, and they're doing that, and inflation right now is at 2%, which is a bald-face lie. But what can you expect, though? I mean, really. Oh, let's see if I even want to go any further in this. The environment has been developing for a U.S. dollar bearish move, said David Watts, senior currency strategist of RBC Capital Markets. A weight of evidence has been accumulating. You know what? I'm not even going to finish this. You get the drift. Because there's an article that I found very interesting that I'm going to try to get through before the end of the show. One of them, a very short one. Greenspan admits that the Fed is not beholden to any government agency. How about that? So when you look it up in the phone book and you see Federal Reserve, you know, in the same column as Federal Express as opposed to in the government section of the phone book, then you'll know why. This is by Abe Day from Prison Planet, by the way, so I give him credit for this. This week, former chairman of the Federal Reserve, Alan Greenspan, in an interview aired on PBS NewsHour, was asked by Jim Lehrer what would be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and the president of the United States. In a shockingly honest tone, Greenspan replies, "Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take. So long as that is in place and there is no evidence that the administration or the Congress or anybody else is requesting that we do things other than what we think is the appropriate thing, then what the relationships are, frankly, don't matter." Well, now that's quite in your face, isn't it? So that means, and Greenspan just came out and said, it doesn't make any difference what Ron Paul says or President George Bush says or anybody else says, because they're a private agency, they're not audited, and they can do whatever they want, whenever they want. And if we don't like it, that's just too bad. And look what they're doing right now. Buy some gold, guys. It's time. Well, let's see. Shall I even read any further in this? No, I want to get into this other article, folks. Because it's called The Eve of Destruction. Remember that old song? You know, the Eastern world, it is exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You don't believe we're on the eve of destruction? Well, Judith Moriarty, I'll give her credit for this. I got this off of Rents.com, and it's worth a read. Now, think about this, folks. By the way, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Got 30 minutes left in the show, and you can call in about anything you want. But listen to this. If I were given unlimited power, money, and the unknowing assistance of multitudes of pawns, i.e. us, players, shills, toadies, lapdogs, etc., to take down a nation, how would I do it? Common sense says, first I would want to control that nation's monetary system with the unlimited ability to tax the population, incurring massive debt into servitude. I might name my monetary system with an official sounding title that would fool the multitudes into thinking I was an official government agency and not a private banking cartel. Does that sound familiar? Can you say Federal Reserve? I would institute various programs of entitlement to entrap and make the citizenry dependent on various handouts, thus killing their incentive to work, but most of all to control dissent. One doesn't bite the hand that feeds them. I wonder how many people are on welfare, getting government assistance, social security benefits. I would give robber barons and various corporate entities through lobbyists and campaign contributions to key legislators the power to write their own meal tickets, excusing them from various taxes, regulations, liabilities, and accountability. I would set up offshore accounts and various trusts to protect the wealth of the favored elite. Only the working cogs will pay the strangulating taxes. I would kill unions. Unions are not cost-effective for companies whose sole purpose for existence is profits. Unions are a hindrance with their silliness of demanding livable wages, safe working conditions, medical benefits, pensions, vacations, etc. I would initiate a PR campaign to discredit industries and ship them overseas if workers balked at lower wages or resented being mere cogs in the machine. In the event of a strike, I would call the scab workers and security guards to handle unruly vocal workers. Maybe I'd kill the leaders, just as a lesson. Next, for quicker servitude, I would shut down the mills and various plants, machine shops, manufacturing, auto companies, livable wage jobs, and send them to foreign lands, where labor costs, no benefits, no safety standards, are mere pennies. I would grant tax incentives, subsidies, and create consulting firms to assist companies in making a smooth transition to less restrictive lands. Got a break coming up. I'll be back with this when we get back. Stick with me. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. This is a good one. I love this lady. This is a very well done article, folks. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I am reading an article by Judith Moriarty, The Eve of Destruction. I'm going to continue with this because it's very interesting. It says, I would direct Congress to vote legislation to import tens and more tens of thousands of foreign workers who would be paid one-half to one-third of American wages. No benefits, no job security, to work at resorts, hotels, restaurants, in the medical field, engineering, teaching, and in information technology. I would propagandize the gullible public, telling them that Americans won't do these jobs, or that there are not enough trained Americans to fill the positions. Congress will be instructed to reinforce this lie in various scripted messages. You know, the media campaign trail. Mm-hmm. What does that sound like, folks? Does that sound like the borders are wide open and they're pouring in like a tidal wave? You bet. Slowly and insidiously, I would remove most of the major decision-making to the executive branch under the guise of national security. Presidential directives and executive orders will replace the messiness of having decisions held up or argued in Congress. Most importantly, the public will remain mostly oblivious. I would open the borders to allow millions of the dispossessed, due to trade agreements, south of the border and others, to work on corporate farms as maids, laborers, construction workers, roofers, etc. I would encourage illegal immigration so as to keep these unsuspecting people in a constant state of apprehension. Should they insist on a livable wage or complain when unscrupulous contractors leave them unpaid or injured without compensation, I would organize massive marches, making them appear as grassroots uprisings, pitting victims like American workers against victims, immigrants, so as to keep the focus off of the various trade agreements, constructing a global plantation. The more venom, rancor, hatred, and chaos, the better. The workers of the globe must never see these issues as pertaining to class, but rather intolerance, racism, and bigotry. Victims blaming victims, never the elite behind the curtain. I would limit any real choices in voting, keeping the field limited to a two-party moneyed system where only the wealthy, poor candidates are ignored, by the way, and chosen need apply. Again, I would encourage animosity between the reds and the blues, never revealing that they are playing these political parties good cop, bad cop, depending on who is in power. Both parties will be giving their scripted talking points, which, per usual, will promise the world and deliver nothing. They must not address the real issues facing Americans, but instead distract by sniping and snipping amongst themselves. I would turn over the responsibility to assure the outcome of voting to corporate entities with their easily compromised voting machines, with no paper trails such as even local ATM machines provide. I would keep up the pretense of a representative democracy in foggy bottom with a lot of bickering, the blame game, and senseless, tedious hearings always after the fact of scandals. The lack of response to disasters, sex, etc. This gives the appearance of being busy and on top of things. I would set up a dysfunctional Department of Education. Boy, that's an understatement. That would dictate to the states, thus parents, various insane mandates, regulations, and policies for the sole purpose of dumbing down through tests, not teaching, whole language, etc. the future generation. A dumb population is an easily controlled population. These various edicts will have the dual purpose of putting more and more costs on a workaday property owners who are unable to absorb the demands for higher and higher taxes to meet these demands. Thus, everyone will be made to work two or three jobs to keep up with the newest tax bills, and so on. All of this will result, as planned, in turning out functionally illiterate students, fit for the local widget factory, Walmart, Home Depot, garbage man, prison guard, or cannon fodder for war. None of these vocations demand calculus or being educated in literature or world affairs. The teachers of old will be replaced with change agents who will focus on groupthink, hive mentality, behavior modification, and social engineering, not teaching. Preschool will become mandatory. The younger the child, the easier it is to mold them into non-thinking dolts, conforming to authority. Parents, unread and easily intimidated, will be convinced that little Johnny or Jane is learning disabled or hyperactive and thus needs to be drugged into compliance. Mental illness centers will become a major part of education, with soon nearly everyone being found at risk. Can you say the Hillary health care plan? I knew you could. There's no earthly way of knowing which direction they are going. There's no knowing where they're rowing or which way the river's flowing. Not a speck of light is showing, so the danger must be growing, for the rowers keep on rowing, and they're certainly not showing any signs that they are slowing. That's by Ronald Dahl and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I would saturate the land with drugs, pills, LSD, marijuana, prescriptions, designer drugs, etc., till the land was awash with mind-numbing, brain-damaging chemicals, making crime rampant, destroying families, communities, and creating a private prison industry, the largest in the world. The cost to states and various communities will bankrupt many, with peace officers renamed law enforcers and gradually becoming militarized. Gradually? Go into my website and see that latest demonstration where they're arresting people for simply peaceably saying the Constitution of the United States. people would be conditioned to fear the police, not welcome their presence. How long has that been going on, I wonder? I would allow the HMOs, the pharmaceuticals, and insurance companies to ravage and destroy what once was an affordable medical system. They will write the legislation, relieving them of any liabilities and making doctors mere technocrats in the machine dictated to by some HMO insurance drone in a faraway cubicle as to what treatments their patients are ineligible to receive. The focus will be on profits, with ever more exotic drugs being offered in lieu of preventive medicine. Pollution, food additives, chemicals, and Frankenstein crops will add to create even more ill health. The Hippocratic Oath will become as antiquated as the Geneva Convention. Bring on constant vacation and with their own taxpayer-subsidized health insurance, granting them the best in prompt treatment. Prescriptions. The people's representatives will, as usual, protest feebly and do nothing. Pharmaceutical companies will be granted legislative authority to charge top dollar for needed medicines, with Congress voting to prevent more affordable medicines, made by some companies, from being imported into the United States from Canada and Japan. Profits over people is the corporate mantra of the land. I would make, except for legislators in the judicial and executive branches with their obscene pensions, I would make retirement an impossibility for seniors. On fixed incomes or minuscule pensions, if not already looted, they will be unable to afford rising taxes, the cost of medicine, rent, food, home heating, or medical treatment. Many will die in the land of plenty of hypothermia, cancers, malnutrition, and once treatable medical conditions that they can no longer afford to deal with, while their well-to-do neighbors sing Amazing Grace at the village church. If they don't die fast enough, they will be encouraged to embrace death with dignity, an Orwellian term for execution. I would institute perpetual war, thus killing off the best and brightest, bankrupting the country, throwing billions for destruction, while filling the coffers of corporate gangsters, the favored, and the military-industrial complex. I would privatize most of the military, hiring mercenary troops at lucrative salaries for international and domestic crises. Soldiers, when returning home, due to privatized bureaucracy, will be made to jump through hoops for benefits and forced to prove that missing limbs, depleted uranium poisoning, and brain damage will hinder them from living happily ever after. Well, how many nerves does this hit with you folks? How many people have I had? I mean, Art Bernclaw, I've had him on the show, you know, regarding the victims of the veterans and how they take them under a Chapter 513 and trick them into a general discharge so they don't have to give them benefits. Over 20,000, according to Bernclaw's report. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you see the fear I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be none to save with the world in a grave. I would see gentrification by disaster and eminent domain, tearing apart communities and making the dispossessed all wanderers in the land of their birth, with shuttered downtowns, concrete box stores, sprawl malls, fast food, plastic booth slop joints, consultants and appointed committees replacing local government, etc. I would destroy the known and the familiar, thus scattered unity and the security of small-town America. Ethnic neighborhoods make strangers struggling to exist, not to live. I can't twist the truth. It knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation. Travel. The wealthy and chosen need have no fear. With private jets, they will not be subjected to the humiliation put upon the masses. Citizens held captive in rushing to business, a vacation, a funeral, or medical emergency, etc., will be scanned, groped by rent-a-cops, made to empty innocuous liquids, questions, etc., not for security purposes, but for behavior modification, conditioning them to obedience and compliance. No one will mention the incoming cargo containers not searched, millions of containers from foreign lands sitting on docks, and then embarking on trucks to every corner of the unsuspecting nation. In a world of announced terrorists, all become suspect, minus the favored few, the elite. Even the babe and senior in his wheelchair. Examples will be made of those daring to question or object. Travel will thus be discouraged. Hate your neighbor next door, but don't forget to say grace. Waco, Ruby Ridge, school shootings, hijackings, serial killers, child rapists, imploding towers, danger stranger, assassinations, roadblocks, taser attacks. There's a good one for you, folks. By police, roaming gangs, identity theft, SWAT teams, getting the wrong address, invading Arabs, color-coded fear days, video cameras, security alarms, schools invaded with police and drug-sniffing dogs, beating, arresting dissenters. All these and more will be used to cause confusion, anxiety, suspicion, and paralyzing fear, resulting in ever more draconian controls, laws, and violating rights of a once carefree population. Who's watching the watchers is nobody's business. That's the way they instill fear, folks. And the media. Don't forget the media. Information, education, rational discourse, and debate on all sides of an issue will be limited or prevented. Citizens will be encouraged to take sides on abortion, gun rights, immigration, gay marriage, funding religion with taxpayer dollars, graphic sex education for young elementary children, etc. Issues will be kept to the superficial and emotional. Corporate control of the media, all media, is mandatory. Thus Clinton's Telecommunication Act, giving away the airwaves, with entertainers, not newscasters, giving their fluff and nutter reports of the day, like O.J., Paris Hilton, Pitbulls, Rosie O'Donnell, The Runaway Bride, The Diapered Astronaut, etc. PR hirelings will be presented as, quote, experts, be they mothball generals or think tank suits. Citizens will be instructed what to think, not how to think. Limits will be put on speech in public hearings, local council meetings, gatherings. You know, I've got to stop here. Folks, how many bells does this ring? How many nerves does this hit? Citizens will be limited. Limits will be put on speech. Look what happened to the city council member the other day when he was beat up, attacked by a cop from behind, and then they had the audacity to arrest this man for fighting with a police officer. I can relate to that, folks. They did that to me 30 years ago. Limits will be put on speech in public hearings, local council meetings, gatherings, letters to the editor, facilitators, stakeholders, and consensus will take the place of a democratic process, the outcome predetermined. And the economy? Don't forget the economy. Trade agreements, unread, some are hundreds of pages and not debated, will be voted on, with the results being massive unemployment, bankrupt farms, imported suspect foodstuffs, products, echoing steel mills, foreclosures, homelessness. Language in these various agreements will take precedence over all local zoning laws and environmental protections. Elected representatives, federal and state, will find these agreements almost impossible to understand with their legalese and loophole language. Shall I not forget privatization? I would give away the commons to private industry and foreign investors, including water, medical care, the infrastructure, roads, schools, utilities, bridges, rivers, waste, disposal, and lands, under the guise of nature preserves, parks, heritage sites, biospheres, and buffer zones. As collateral for the trillions in debt, I would post the people's land with countless signs reading "Keep Out" or "No Trespassing" and "Private," etc. I would keep the multitudes entertained or distracted throughout the years with ball games, gladiator, well-paid sports, concerts, theme parks, shopping malls, expensive automobiles, theater, the arts, movies, various awards ceremonies, electioneering debates, senseless arguments on war, to surge or not to surge, invade or not to invade, liposuction, breast implants, Viagra, readiness, exotic vacations, designer clothes, the newest must-have electronic gadgetry, air-headed starlets doping and drinking it up, NASCAR, horse racing, soccer, golf, environmental activism, safe, not threatening industry. Meantime, I would see to it that government agencies were slowly and inclementally dismantled, with the work farmed out to private contractors. Positions of authority and decision-making will have corporate interests appointed to them. Food protections, health and safety, and environmental regulations will be underfunded or disregarded, favoring corporate entities or corporate interest profits instead. Federal and state environmental agencies will be mere rubber stamp mouthpieces for industry, paying no heed to polluters or to the protection of various community health issues. All of this and more I would do if I were given permission, generously compensated, of course, to destroy a nation. I would make sure that all of these various entities and non-governmental agencies were compartmentalized, thinking they were about people's business, with no one, even within these agencies, having a clue as to the final objective. It is comparable to the worker in the Eastern European factory thinking he is building baby carriages, stealing a piece a week he couldn't afford to buy that one. for his expected child. He finally has them all and assembles it on a living room floor. To his surprise, he sees an M16 in his hands. The greatest conspiracies aren't hidden, just fragmented into different pieces, like a puzzle, right before the people's eyes. Whistleblowers, of course, will be dutifully dealt with, making an example for others. Most of the masses worried about their jobs, promotions, benefits, and pensions will follow orders. The few who object will fail to conform to the dictated, carefully constructed norm and will be labeled conspirators, crazies, fringe extremists, communists, queers, un-American, and traitors. This has always worked down through the centuries. It's the old herd instinct, identified as other, has those protesting or objecting marked as other and therefore blackballed to be avoided and shunned. Nobody wants to be labeled other, not in groupthink. That would make him or her much like the mad cow discovered in the dairy herd. A turd in the punch bowl of society. Ah, and you don't believe you're on the eve of destruction. There you have it, folks. Now tell me, how many nerves did I hit? How many bells went off in your head when I read that one? At least a dozen in mine, and I've had a number of people on my show that have talked about those very things. More coming up in the near future. We'll be back in three for the final segment. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with me. Be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy, we're confident, because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, we're
back. Final segment of The American Awakening with your host, Michael Herzog. And I had just finished reading an article to you by Judith Moriarty called The Eve of Destruction. And folks, it says, if I were given unlimited power, money, and the unknowing assistance of multitudes of pawns. And that's what has been given. Part of it's all our fault because we weren't watching closely enough. But my question is really, who are these people? What makes them tick? Why is it that I was raised in what I thought was a society or a free country in a constitutional republic, only to find out that the leaders that my parents and your parents and grandparents have been electing all these years have been compromised, bought off, or threatened? To where it is infiltrated like an octopus to the point where there's no place you can go without feeling the effects. There's no place you can run without a tentacle grabbing you. We've got to stop this, folks. We've got to stop it. The only way we're going to stop it is to educate these poor, mind-numbed, dumbed-down Americans of what's happening to us. Because it's almost too late. They're dragging down our economy by design. They're destroying our dollar. What we've been duped into believing was currency for the last almost 100 years. And that's why I say again, I'm going to reiterate, if you haven't already bought gold or silver, buy it now. Robbie Noel, 800-691-7898. If you haven't already listened to John's show that I'm sandwiched in between, John Statmiller before, John Statmiller after, have a listen to the show. You know, when I'm not on the air, I'm a listener. I listen to John's show. I listen to Robbie's show and various other shows throughout the RBN network. If you have credit card debt, folks, I would implore you to tune in to the show that comes on before me. It's called Cash Flow, and do something about it. Because you know what? We're talking about this flight list, and we're talking about them imposing more regulations, and they're talking about putting us on no-fly lists. And next up on the agenda, and I will guarantee you this, folks, mark my word, it's coming down, they're going to deem part of us financial terrorists. If you don't pay your taxes, if you don't pay the fines and fees and all the expenses that come along with being a good, dumbed-down citizen, you're going to become a financial terrorist. And I'll bet you one step after that is going to be debtor's prison. It's just my opinion, but it's right around the corner. We're living in very unusual times. And if you can't see this happening, and I know I'm talking and I'm preaching to the choir with most of my listeners, but for the new people coming on, that are just listening for the first time or have only been listening for 2 or 3 weeks, start paying close attention, folks. Start listening to alternative radio. Get rid of your TV sets or maybe plug in a video once in a while because it's garbage designed to mind numb you. I can't tell you how much my conscience has been elevated just since I threw it out because I tell you, they're very clever at the way they promote, the way they design. I happen to have an instance. I watched TV last night, I'll admit, not my TV, but I watched TV last night for about 2 hours, and I just had to count during the commercial breaks, and it was like from 9 o'clock to 11 p.m., I watched commercials at another home. And do you know how many drugs they were pushing during that two-hour stint? And it was I was watching Forensic Files. There had to be at least 20 different drugs that were being pitched. That's what they're trying to do, is numb us all down. Get away from the TV set. Get yourself healthy, folks. I'm going to have some people coming on next week to tell us how to do that. Have a good weekend. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stay tuned for the other side of the sandwich. John Statmiller's National Intel Report coming up next. I'll be listening, and I will see you Monday. And have a good weekend. Talk to you later.
It's true.